Dave Helmick, Tuck County Sports here with head coach A.J. Rep. Coach, just wanted to get you with you here preseason.
You know, we're doing a pretty good job so far. We got a good senior core group back. We got 12 seniors back, and we got them – all those guys played together last year, and they gelled, you know, and even our young running backs and stuff like that. So they've all got experience now. We don't have any rookies anymore, so we're looking for good things this year, hopefully. Well, any coach will tell you they're glad to have five senior offensive linemen back. I mean, all five of those guys are back. Logan Pitzer's back. You know, he had a little trouble at the end of the beginning of last year and set out the rest of the season, but he's back. And, you know, he's a smart kid. You got Brody, you got Eddie, you got Jonathan Paul back at center, you got Dylan Swartz at left tackle, you know. So all those guys are back, and just they've played together all year together last year. And we even have a couple backups, you know, in there. And Zane Myers got a good bit of playing time last year, and Brandon McGee got a good bit of playing time too. So we got a couple subs on the offensive line we're pretty happy about. Yeah, with Luke coming back, you know, the worst thing he's going to have to do, and I think it kind of caught him a little bit Saturday there, was speed of the ball game. You know, it's different from middle school to JV and JV to varsity. It's a different brand, and that's just the way he's got to learn. And, you know, these two scrimmages we have one coming up Friday, is going to be key learning opportunities for him. Then he's going to be right into the fire, you know. And, you know, we got young backs coming back. Brett Real, he carried the ball a good bit last year, and we have Cole, my son, and then we have Mason Johnson coming back, and we had a transfer in this year, senior Brett Stroderman, Brody's cousin, and he's going to do some fullback reps for us as well. So feeling pretty good with the backfield, just young guys. Don't have any blazing speed back there, but we got guys that we can take you 4 or 5 yards at a time down the field, I think. Well, if you just look at our PVC part of our schedule, I mean, 4 out of the 5 teams in our conference last year with Tigers Valley leaving made the playoffs. We're the only ones that didn't. So, you know, Pendleton County's lost their whole line, but they still have those two Cooper boys coming back, and they're a handful. You know, East Hardy's always East Hardy. They're defending, state runner-up, I should say. And they return several guys in their quarterback. So, you know, they're going to be good too. And Moorfield. And, you know, right off the bat, we got daggone Pocahontas County, who was a junior-laden team last year, laid one on us pretty good. And, you know, I think the game has got away from us early last year, and, we're going to do a good job. But I see right there is 4 battles, you know, and then that's just in our daggone conference. And, you know, we still have Northern and Southern, and, you know, they're always hard to play against. And Petersburg's well improved last year. They thumped us pretty good, you know. And so they got our schedule's no cupcake walk. If you can win that schedule, you're a pretty good football team. Well, you know, none of the games from last year matter anymore, but I think the one that mattered the most was probably that last one against Notre Dame. You know, we were 3-6 going into that ball game. Could have easily been 3-7. It was a tight ball game. We pulled it out in the end there against a team that was getting ready to make the playoffs. And I think it just kind of showed our kids that if we played well throughout the season, we could have been in that mix as well. But that ball game last year was a funny thing. When we got to after the game, you'd have thought we were ahead of our season was over. But the way we were acting, we were still going to the playoffs. And I think that was a good stair step, you know, into this year's season. Because once we started in December, the kids were ready. We started. We had 25 to 30 kids lifting every night that we've been there. And you know, we only got 32, 33 kids on the team right now. So almost every kid I knew was here. There was no surprises of any kid coming out. Well, as a coaching staff last year, probably in the middle of October, we started looking at other avenues of conditioning and lifting and stuff. And I talked to my buddy down at Moorfield, Josh, and he told me what they're doing. And we started kind of studying that program. It's the bigger, faster, stronger program. And, you know, we got into that program, and it simplifies everything from coaches all the way down to the kids. I mean, it basically prints their workouts for them based upon their previous lifts and so on, and it really cuts down on the time the kids have to be there. You know, once we got used to it, it took us a while to get into the flow of things, but once we got into it, and I think the kids responded well because we were here 5 nights a week, and we typically had never done that before, but we tried to get them in and out of here in about an hour and a half, and 5 nights a week. Because some of our kids, if you just look at, I mean, you can look at Brody and Eddie, they've been stout as long as they've been here. You know, they've been into conditioning and stuff like that. But if you look at kids like Jordan Moss, he's gained 30 pounds in that off season, and he hasn't lost any speed. He's actually gained speed. You know, so we've got bigger, faster, and stronger, and the program did what it was supposed to do.